This is Missouri Appellate Opinions, presented by Ott Law Firm, a St. Louis area plaintiff's litigation firm. Today's case, State of Missouri, Plaintiff Respondent versus Deborah K. Lundstrom, Defendant Appellant, decided September 23, 2025 by the Missouri Court of Appeals Southern District. 1 in Division State of Missouri, Plaintiff Respondent, v. Number SD38528, Deborah K. Lundstrom, filed September 23, 2025, Defendant Appellant. Appeal from the Circuit Court of Greene County, Honorable T. Todd Myers, Judge affirmed. Following a jury trial, Deborah K. Lundstrom, defendant, was convicted of first-degree endangering the welfare of a child, resulting in death under 5E568.045-23, count Y. First-degree involuntary manslaughter under 5565-24, count 2. First degree endangering the welfare of a child under Power 568.045.1, counts 3X, and operating a child care facility without a license under Power 210.211, count 8. Warren defendant argues 3 points on appeal. 1. That the evidence was insufficient to support her conviction for endangering the welfare of a child resulting in death, because there was no evidence that the victim had died during the 12 minutes defendant had left at matter 1. Unless otherwise indicated, all statutory references are to RSMO 2016 as amended through March 7, 2022, the date of the alleged crimes. 2. Home without supervision. 2. That the evidence was insufficient to support her conviction for involuntary manslaughter because there was no evidence defendant consciously disregarded the risk of asphyxiation and death. And 3. That the trial court plainly erred by failing to modify the Missouri-approved instructions, MAI, verdict director for endangering the welfare of a child resulting in death. Finding no error, we affirm. Facts: defendant operated an unlicensed daycare at her home for 18 years. On March 2, 2022, defendant left 9 children, each under age 3, alone in her bedroom while she left to pick up her son from school. 7 of the children were strapped in car seats, including CS, victim, who was 9 months old. Prior to that day, defendant had made false representations to the children's parents that her daycare was licensed and that she cared for no more than 4, 5, or 6 children at a time. Sue, defendant left the house at 2:28 p.m. and returned 12 minutes later at 2:40 p.m. At 2:58 p.m., defendant called 911 and reported that victim was unresponsive. Upon arrival, officers rendered life-saving measures to victim, who was then transported to the hospital where he was declared deceased. Victim's cause of death was asphyxia due to strangulation by the straps and buckle of his car seat. Detective J.M., detective, testified that when he arrived at defendant's home on March 2nd, he asked to watch defendant's surveillance footage. Defendant pulled out her phone, 2-2-10-2-1-11, makes it unlawful to operate a child care facility without having a written license granted by the Department of Elementary and Secondary Education. This requirement does not apply to a person who is caring for 6 or fewer children, including a maximum of 3 children under the age of 2 at the same physical address. 3. Scrolled extremely fast and then shut it off, stuck it in her pocket, and referenced something about it had gone offline and she really didn't know why. Detective stated, defendant's conduct was evasive. Detective further testified that defendant initially stated that she had placed all of the children, including victim, in her van, and that victim was quiet during the ride to the school. After observing that defendant's van was in the garage with a layer of dust on the windshield, a stack of cardboard boxes on top of it, and numerous other items located around and inside of it, detective confronted defendant about her story. Defendant then admitted that she drove her sedan instead, initially stating, falsely, that all of the children had been in the car with her, that victim was in the back in his car seat, and that some of the kids were unrestrained on the floorboards. Then, after being confronted with her own surveillance footage, defendant admitted that she did not transport the children in her car, and instead left them alone in her bedroom. Defendant also falsely stated that she believed her daughter and her daughter's boyfriend were on the property when she left. Defendant eventually admitted that she had been leaving the children at home to pick up her son from school for about a month. On March 7th, following victim's autopsy results, defendant waived her Miranda rights and spoke with detective. When asked whether victim was properly buckled into his car seat, defendant initially stated the whole thing was strapped correctly. Defendant later stated that sometimes she would strap both the chest and crotch buckles, whereas other times she would only strap the chest buckle, and that on this occasion she could have possibly strapped only the chest clip. Doctor,